It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's the same. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Do it again for a third consecutive day here in Concordia. Brandon Tamm and Kirk Hillman, it is day number three of the AA State Legion Baseball Championship Tournament. Both of our area teams still alive, and it starts here today with Corning Post 216 against Marysville in another elimination game. Corning fought off two games yesterday to avoid elimination to get into Sunday's action. Now they got to do it for a third time and a potential fourth time. If they can win here today against Marysville, a lot to get to in a fairly short amount of time. Let's get you the starting lineups for this elimination game here on this Sunday afternoon. Marysville winning last night 16-5 against Concordia, eliminating the host team here in this tournament. 19 wins and 15 losses. Grant Haefeli will lead it off. He'll catch. Landon Schmitz, the center fielder, batting second. Wes Anderson's the shortstop. He'll bat third. Carter Olson in the cleanup spot. He'll be at third base. Gavin LeDuc, he bats fifth and play at second base. Ty Mosier's in right, he'll bat sixth. Brandon Schmelzley, the DH, he will bat seventh. Alex Shale is at first, batting eighth. Wyatt Detweiler, he bats ninth and will be in left field. Jordan Miller will get the ball in this elimination game for Marysville. Again, Haefeli catching, Schmitz in center, Anderson at short, Olson at third, LeDuc at second, Mosier in right, Schmelzley the DH, Shale at first, Detweiler in left with Miller on the bump. For Corning Post 216, wins yesterday against Norton and Smith County, 16 wins and 8 losses. Here's how they'll go in this third elimination game here this afternoon. Hunter Lehman, he'll be in left field leading it off. L.J. Kelzer catching, batting second. Drew Gibbs at short, he will be batting third. Race Fisher at third, batting fourth. Brett Heideman at first, batting fifth. Henry Heideman will pitch today and will bat sixth. Paxton Bowers at second, batting seventh, excuse me. Ben Haberkamp in center, bats eighth. Miles Wimberly in right. Rounding it out. So again, Lehman in left, Kelzer catching, Gibbs at short, Fisher at third, Brett Heideman at first, Henry Heideman pitching, Bowers at second, Haberkamp in center, Wimberly is in right. Here we go. It is Henry Heideman on the bump here for Corning. 16 wins, 8 losses, their third elimination game here in the tournament, and trying to stay alive once again as Marysville will start it with their leadoff man and Grant Haefeli, the catcher. First pitch by Heideman is a little bit inside for ball number one, and we are underway once again. 12:56 on the first pitch time. We will touch up near 100 degrees later on today. There's a foul ball left side, and it's one ball and one strike. Now, we've talked about the wind here in this tournament out here in Concordia. It's been an issue for sure, but today it may be a problem. We are gusting 35 to 40 miles per hour at times out towards left and left center field. One ball, one strike here on Haefeli. Takes one inside. It's 2-1. Marysville, of course, a mix of kids from Axtell, Frankfurt. We get to see a Kansas football commit, Brandon Schmelzley, a sensational Axtell football player. He has been nursing an injury but has been cleared, and he'll hit 7th and DH today in this elimination game. There's a nice pitch called strike by Henry Heideman. And now on Haefeli, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schmitz and Anderson also due up in this inning. And there's another foul ball left side. Good battle here to open up today's ball game. Our next game following this one, it's Hiawatha and Iola in a semifinal. Winner there advancing to tomorrow afternoon's state championship game. Another elimination game here, though, for Corning. 2-2 by Heideman. Swing and a miss, and down goes Haefeli. Good battle between the two, but the advantage there for Henry Heideman, and a strikeout to begin the game. Here's another Axtell Eagle in Landon Schmitz, the center fielder. Had a chance to talk to him at the state track and field meet back in May, and of course helping the Eagles win their second straight 1A state championship. Big part of that, also with the football team. Ground ball left side, Gibbs backhand, low throw, and it is going to get away from Brett Heidemann at first. So it was fielded well by Gibbs, but the throw was errant, and that is going to be an error. And Schmitz, too much athleticism. He is up to second base. Yeah, the errors have been an issue for Corning here. In both elimination games yesterday, they combined for 8 errors in the field. It has not obviously cost them yet, but picking up where they left off in that category. So Marysville, runner at second base and one out here in the first. And here's Wes Anderson, a swing and a miss. For strike number one, the Frankfurt Wildcat. That gusty breeze again will be a problem today. You see Hunter Lehman in left, and that is because the wind's blowing that way, and Lehman is very athletic, so they need someone out there. They would expect a lot of balls hit in that direction. Wes Anderson takes another one inside, one ball, one strike. Hayfully struck out to begin the game, and Schmitz at second, thanks to a error by Gibbs at short. Here is a ball lifted out towards center field. This is Haverkamp, who's played there, makes the catch, gets it in quick. Schmitz thought about tagging up to third, but scampers back into second base quickly. So Anderson retired, and that brings up Carter Olson. Oh, two outs. Schmitz still at second base. Up to Carter Olson now to keep things afloat. Bats from the left side wearing jersey number 3-3. Marysville, 19 wins, 15 losses. These two teams somewhat familiar with each other. They split a doubleheader during the regular season this summer. This is a very important game number 3. Foul ball by Olson. No balls, one strike. 9 errors committed in 3 games here at stake. Hasn't affected Corning yet. There's a good location there on that pitch, but a little bit outside for ball number 1. Marysville impressive in their elimination game last night, 16-5 against Concordia. Concordia has multiple kids who are playing collegiately at the next level, including a kid that's playing Division II. Kelzer drops it, throws it to third, tagged by Fisher, not in time. The pitch was outside, 2-1 now on Olson, and Schmitz, too much speed. You saw it on the track a few months back, and now he's up 90 feet away from home with 2 outs. Base hit would give Marysville an early lead. Next pitch is low and inside. 3 balls, 1 strike. Gavin LeDuc is on deck for Marysville. So we are down to the final 4 teams in this tournament. Could potentially have 3 straight for you here on KNZA. There's a ground ball fielded by Bowers. Underhands it to Heidemann, and he gets there in time for the out. So Landon Schmitz stranded at third. Nothing doing for Marysville in the top of the first. We head to the home half of inning number 1. No score. It's an elimination game here today on KNZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Coverage of American Legion Baseball all season long and here at the state championship tournament. Brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week. with great specials. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman, dynamic duo once again with you. Here on 103.9, no score, bottom of the first inning. Third elimination game here in the tournament for Corning, with Marysville locked in today, no score. First at bat here, Hunter Lehman will lead it off for Corning, as he normally does, playing in left field. First pitch low and outside for ball number one. It is Jordan Miller pitching, the right-hander for Marysville. Next pitch, belt-high fastball, called strike number one, so it's one ball, one strike. On Friday against Concordia, Lehman a solid outing, two singles, and now he rips it towards center field, and that is another single. Third pitch into the game, leadoff man on, first hit for Corning in this afternoon's game. They got off to a quick start in their win last night against Smith County, getting three runs in the first, and Lehman here a leadoff single, and that brings up L.J. Kelzer. Kelzer has been good all year, and he's had a solid tournament as well. Friday, he had a single and a stolen base against Norton yesterday. In the first elimination game, he had another hit with a single, one for four. Takes the first pitch on the outside corner, called strike number one. And then the last game, two for three, that was against Smith County last night, so he has had a hit in every game this tournament so far. Throwback to first, and Lehman is back in, head first slide safely. No balls, one strike here on Kelzer, just getting going, no score. Hiawatha Iola in our next game, winner moving on to the state championship in that one. These two teams trying to do it the hard way and get in the back door, but there is a line drive to left field, and Kelzer is on with a single. Back-to-back singles by Lehman and Kelzer to begin the game. Corning Post 216 rocking and rolling early, and now Drew Gibbs will take his first stab here in today's game. Here comes Morrison on to courtesy run for Kelzer.
The courtesy
run. So Morrison will take the spot for Kelzer at first. Lehman still at second base. Back-to-back singles to start. And here is Drew Gibbs. Chance here for Corning to jump out to an early advantage. So Jordan Miller sets at the belt. Looks back, not much of a lead at second for Lehman. Swings and misses there. Gibbs way out in front. Good off-speed pitch to start. And Gibbs drops behind. No balls, one strike. Fisher on deck. Corning 16 wins coming in. And next one by Miller, a tad bit low. One ball, one strike. Gibbs, in the first elimination game yesterday against Norton, he was 3-for-4 with three singles. He would take another one here. Lifts this one out towards left. This is dangerous with the wind. He looks up, and it is off the top of the wall. He was 5 feet from a home run, and that's going to at least get Lehman in from second base. Morrison stops at second, and it's going to be as long of a single as you could possibly have, and it's a 1-0 Corning lead in the first. That is the closest we have been to a home run all tournament long. Right left of the 360 sign, that fence probably 10 feet high, and it was right under that top of the wall. The breeze is a problem today, and that is a perfect example. 1-0 Corning, two on, nobody out. Here's Fisher. He can certainly rocket fire one out if he gets a hold of one. There's a called strike to him, and he'll start behind at 0-1. So three straight singles to start the game, and Corning has a 1-0 advantage. Now he hits it well down the line, but just foul. Could have been extra bases. And Morrison, certainly enough speed, it would have been 2-0 at least if that one was fair. But now Fisher has to protect. He's down on the count. No balls, two strikes. O-2 by Miller. It is popped up. Foul territory behind home, and a beautiful play by the catcher dealing with the wind. That is Hayfully for a big out number one. So Fisher pops out for out number one. Here's Brett Heidemann. It's been a little bit of a struggle offensively. for Heidemann here in this tournament. He's pitched well, though. Did so in relief last night in that win over Smith County. Now he has an RBI chance here. Two on and one out. First pitch a little low and inside for ball number one. He did have his first hit of the tournament in the late game against Smith County. It was a big two RBI double in the first. And he takes a called strike here. One ball, one strike. Defensively, he has stayed steady as the first baseman. Jersey number seven, batting from the left side. Miller's 1-1 is inside. Two balls and one strike. Three straight hits to start the game for Corning has them out to a 1-0 lead. Morrison still at second base. A courtesy runner for Kelzer. Gibbs at first. Here's a high chopper. Miller jumping off the mound. Only play is first, and they do get Heidemann for the second out. Both runners advance to second and third, but it's going to be up to Henry Heidemann to keep the inning alive. So a good bounce back here from Miller after three straight singles given up. A little pop out to the catcher and then a ground out right to him off the mound. Henry Heidemann steps up. He will bat from the right side, wearing jersey number 30. But a base hit would be monstrous, could potentially score two and make it a 3-0 game, but we'll see. First pitch, good location, called strike number one. Morrison at third, he's been heavily utilized as a courtesy runner here this weekend. Gibbs at second, no balls, one strike, two outs, 1-0, bottom one. There's a slow roller, and the spin brought it back into fair territory, and that's going to be an unfortunate break for Heidemann, as it'll be a little ground out to end the inning. But three straight hits produce the first run of the game, an RBI by Drew Gibbs, and Corning out to a 1-0 lead. We have played one, another elimination game. Don't go anywhere. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
For comprehensive coverage that fits your life, trust SBS Insurance. Whether it's life, personal, farm, or commercial needs, we've got you covered. Call us today for tailored insurance solutions that protect what matters most. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Corning and Marysville, elimination game here at the AA State Tournament in Concordia. Appreciate all the coverage all season long. Kurt Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Our coverage brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. They are online at highlandcc.edu. And Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? An RBI single by Drew Gibbs has given Corning a 1-0 lead as we start inning number two. If one of these teams is going to back their way into a state championship game tomorrow, they're going to have to win two more elimination games, including this one here today. Corning has the early advantage. Henry Heidemann back to work. First pitch to Gavin LeDuc is inside for ball one. Ty Mosier and Brandon Schmelzley after that for Marysville. 19 wins and 15 losses. One hopper to Gibbs, and he botched it again, and that's going to be a base hit. That is going to be an error. So Gibbs, two errors already in this game, and that story continues for Corning. Defense has been a problem. It hasn't cost them a game yet, but now a base runner with LeDuc at first, and Ty Mosier, a right fielder, will step in. Top of the second inning, 1-0 a Corning lead, but another leadoff man on here. This time it's LeDuc at first. One ball, no strikes now on Mosier. He bats from the right side. Henry Heidemann, a righty. Bunt put down. Right back to Heidemann off the hill. He pushed that one and a late throw, not in time. That is another error. It wasn't. It bounced up very well for Heidemann, but it just simply popped out of his glove. Well, back-to-back errors, and now Marysville cooking with two on and nobody out. And arguably one of the best athletes in the state of Kansas, the axed illegal in Brandon Schmelsley. Not seen him much, but he has finally been cleared. He's been nursing an injury. He'll be a DH, and he rips it first pitch out into center for a base hit. Why not? LeDuc turns third, chugs his way in, a late throw, not in time. And the game is tied just like that on an RBI single by Brandon Schmelsley. That'll be an unearned run thanks to the error. Mosier stops at second base, and Schmelsley, a beautiful start for him in this game. So now Marysville, they've already tied the game, still nobody out, and they have him at first and second again. Henry Heidemann sets, deals, bunt put down, but a foul ball. This is Alex Shale, the first baseman. He'll start behind, no balls, one strike. So Heidemann has put himself in a little bit of a jam now. The defense, again, not helping the cause. Bunt again by Shale. Right back off the mound. Heidemann fields it cleanly better this time, and a good throw gets the out. But the bunt does its job as Mosier moves to third, and Schmelsley is up to second. McCornan got that much-needed first out. Here is Wyatt Detweiler, the left fielder, another axed illegal stepping in from the right side. A base hit could add two. It's a 1-1 tie here in the top of the second. Heidemann's pitch is in there, called strike, and it's 0-1. Another warm and breezy afternoon. We're going to touch up around 100 degrees here in Concordia. Good pitch by Heidemann. His hat blew off, and it's blowing all over the infield. Empire helps him out. That's going to be a problem as well. And he's got Detweiler in a little bit of a hole here. No balls, two strikes. Strikeout would be monstrous for Heidemann if he can get it here. Marysville has tied the game, but threatening for more here in the second. 0-2 is fouled away and over the fence down the right field line. Stays, no balls, and two strikes. I'd have to imagine they'd continue the promotion here today where they would say, hey, if you return a foul ball, you will get a free popsicle. Detweiler swinging on an 0-2, lifts it out towards the gap in left center. Running it down is Haverkamp. It is deep enough to get the run in. You exchange an out for a run, and Marysville has their first lead on the sacrifice fly. Schmelsley stayed at second base, but a productive at-bat. For Detweiler, it gives Marysville a 2-1 lead here in the second, but two outs, runner at second. And now back to the top of the order with Haefeli. Heidemann's pitch is a called strike. Maybe I didn't give that Haverkamp catch enough credit. I'm telling you, with this wind, these outfielders are in for a day. And that was very well judged, run down well, above the head catch. Very well done by Haverkamp, despite giving up the run with the sacrifice fly. But two outs now. No balls, one strike. Here on Haefeli. Heidemann bends the knees, swings it through. Low pitch. Kelzer stops it. Nicely done. One ball, one strike. But again, back-to-back errors to start this inning has helped Marysville get out to this 2-1 lead. Heidemann sets and deals. Hat falls off again. Ground ball through the hole and into left for a base hit. Schmelsley rounding. He's got a lot of speed. He will score, and Marysville is out now to a 3-1 lead. Clutch two-out RBI by Grant Haefeli. Two outs, Haefeli at first. 3-1 now our score. Here's Landon Schmitz. Reached on an error his first time up. Henry Heidemann sets and deals. Well, his hat pretty much falls off on about every other pitch. First pitch to Schmitz here is high for ball one. Bend to the the knees here. The righty Heideman delivers in there for a called strike. Steele attempt, throw to second, is in time for the out. Hayfully gunned down by Kelzer. And a monster third out to end that tough inning. A couple of errors, an RBI by Hayfley, an RBI by Schmelzley, and 1.5 played here in this elimination game, and Marysville leading Corning 3-1.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
My name is Cooper Alley. I play with the Circleville Bombers. I like third base and making good plays. After I'm done with the game, I like to go get ice cream at the Onega Pharmacy.
My name is Alexa Rash. I play for the Circleville Bombers. My favorite thing was playing third base. After I make a great play, I like to quench my thirst by getting a cherry limeade at the Onega Pharmacy.
My name is Reckon Schlatter. I played with the Circleville Bombers. After I hit a dinger, I like going to the Onega Pharmacy to get ice cream.
All the kids are doing it. You should too. Stop by the Onega Pharmacy. See you in downtown Onega.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha. They are offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. I want to thank Highland Community College. They are close to home, far from debt. Online at islandcc.edu. And then Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Marysville taking advantage of a couple of errors by Corning. They score three runs on two hits in the second inning, and they have their first lead 3-1 against Corning here in this elimination game today. And second time up for Corning post 2-16. They survived two elimination games yesterday, wins against Norton and then Smith County. Now they're going to have to win total two today, but four. If they can win two today and back their way into a championship potentially, they would have to go through four straight elimination games. But this would be the third of the four. Right now they are behind at 3-1, coming up for a second time here in the home second. Here's Paxton Bowers. He has had a very, very good tournament, and Miller's first pitch is a knee-high fastball called strike number one. Two hits against Norton. He had three hits, and there's another one. Before I can even look up and finish my sentence, he lines one down the left field line, and another hit as Paxton Bowers leads it off with a single. He has not been retired much in this tournament. He has been as consistent as they come. I can guarantee you he has been the best number seven hitter in this tournament. But much needed for Corning after giving up three in that last inning. Down 3-1. Bowers at first. Nobody out. Here's Haverkamp. Pretty close play as Miller threw over to first base. Bowers, though, back in safely. Bowers definitely a stolen base threat over there at first. Haverkamp made a great play defensively in center field to get one of the outs last inning. Now he gets his first opportunity from the left side. Ground ball, though, right side, fielded by LeDuc to second for one. Throw to first, not in time. So not quite the double play. Bowers out at second. And Haverkamp will just take over at first base now with one out. So here's Miles Wimberly, right fielder. I say it every time. Number nine in the order, number nine on the jersey. One out, one on, 3-1 our score. Marysville the advantage, bottom two. Miller out of the stretch. Sets belt high. Not much of a lead at first for Haverkamp. First pitch, high chopper, left side, back in the hole. Olsen, he'll go to second. They get him there for one. And on to first, same result. He is safe. So they've had a couple of double play opportunities. They just continue to get the lead runner. Haverkamp is out number two at second. And now with two down, Wimberly at first. I've talked about the errors that Corning has committed throughout the tournament. Hasn't hurt them yet. They already have three errors in this game today. And talking to others here, the thing with Marysville, they have yet to commit an error. Their defense has been crisp. That is so crucial in games like this. Two outs, one on. Back to the order, or top of the order, I should say. It's Lehman, first pitch, ground ball right side. LeDuc, nice field, the first in time for the out. And that's all she said and wrote for Corning in the home second. Two innings in the books. Elimination game here in Concordia and Marysville leading it 3-1.
Good luck, Buffaloes, from the Onega Country Market. 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at State Baseball.
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Main Star Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Main Star Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Main Star Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at SailorInsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. And shout out McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca, who sponsor our player of the game. Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman, day three of the AA State Legion Baseball Tournament here in Concordia. And right now in another elimination game here for Corning, they find themselves behind 3-1 against Marysville as we start inning number three. Henry Heideman back to work on the hill. And the first pitch of the inning is a swing and a miss to Landon Schmitz for strike number one. Schmitz reached on an error in his first at-bat. Up for a second time, the axed illegal. Heideman's pitch inside. Oh, and they're going to say it clipped him. So he is hit by the pitch. So for a second consecutive inning, Marysville getting their leadoff man on. And we started a little bit early today, 1 o'clock scheduled start time. Our first pitch was at 12:56. Runner takes off, and this one's popped out towards center. Haverkamp eyeing it, teeing it up, makes a good catch, gets it in quickly, and Schmitz back to first, standing up. There's a big first out as Wes Anderson flies out to center. So here's Carter Olson. He grounded out to in the first inning. He's got Schmitz at first and one out here in the top of the third. Marysville leading 3-1. There's a called strike on the inside corner, 0-1. They want to try to extend Heideman as long as they possibly can on the mound. Runner takes off, pitches low and kicks away, and no chance. Even if it was a fastball right down the middle, no way you were getting Schmitz at second base. That's a steal. So now another runner in scoring position for Marysville. One out, 1-1 count here on Carter Olson. He bats from the left side. Heideman's pitch low. He jumps out of the way. Could have maybe gotten on the foot with that one, but it's going to be now 2 balls and 1 strike. Day number three of this AA State Tournament Championship set for tomorrow afternoon. We will have that if one or either Corning or Hiawatha are in it, of course, right here on KNCA. There's a called strike. Moans from the fans. Didn't appreciate that call, but Heideman will certainly take it. 2-2 now on Olson. Looks back at second to Schmitz, and the next pitch is low, and the count's full. Marysville scored their 3 runs last inning. 2 errors defensively by Corning did not help the cause. They got RBIs from Hafley and also Brandon Schmelsley. Here is the pitch, and it's inside, ball four. So a walk issued. That is the first walk issued by Henry Heideman. And now 2 on, 1 out Here is Gavin LeDuc. Reached on an error, scored in that three-run second, and now here comes a meeting on the hill for Corning. You don't like the early meetings. But this is a crucial elimination game. If you win here, you'll play at 6 o'clock against either Hiawatha or Iola. The winner of the next game, which is Iola, the two-time defending champs, and Hiawatha will be in the championship game tomorrow. That first game will be at 1 o'clock, and then they'll play again at about 3:30 if that game is necessary. Once again, the Drew Brees here is very, very heavy, and it's gusting 30 miles per hour, and we saw Drew Gibbs hit the longest possible single as he was right below the top of the fence in left center and was that close, maybe a mere 5 feet from a home run in the first inning. He is responsible for the lone Corning run, and now Marysville just working hard and making Corning and Heideman work. They have two on and one out here in the top of the third, leading this game 3-1. Here is LeDuc. So Heideman now sets and fires. Runner takes off. Throw to third, and nobody is there, and it goes out into left field. And another defensive miscue gives Marysville a 4-1 lead. So Olsen will move up to second as well. There's just miscommunication across the board. Well, finally these errors are coming back to haunt Corning in this game. That's been an issue all tournament. Hasn't lost him a game, but now they're down 4-1. Now two balls and no strikes here on LeDuc. Runner at second base is Olsen. Heideman sets, kicks, and fires. It is low and in the dirt. That is a wild pitch, and Olsen up to third base. And now 3-0 the count on LeDuc. So this is a problem spot here for Corning. The defense is not helping their cause, certainly helping the Marysville cause. Gavin LeDuc, three balls, no strikes. Heavy advantage for him. I'd keep it on the shoulder for at least a pitch or two. Let's see what he does. That pitch well outside the zone. Ball number four. And LeDuc is on. Second walk in the inning. And three of the first four have reached. And the first half scored, and now another meeting. So this might be crunch time for Corning. Is this might be a pitching change. We'll see. Right now, it's all Marysville leading 4-1, and they have him at the corners with still only one out in the top of the third. Still a ton of time in this game, but... And Corning is good as anybody in this tournament, producing runs. But the defense has been the story, the lack of it, here in this game. And they do got to go to Drew Gibbs. I was wondering if that was going to be the case. Gibbs pitched earlier in the tournament to save their game against Norton yesterday, but now he's got plenty of pitches to burn, and this is going to be his last opportunity on the hill. So we got a pitching change. We'll step aside. Back after this here on KNZA.
Community Healthcare System offers a comprehensive total joint program with Dr. Daniel Samani to help keep you moving from imaging to surgery, rehabilitation therapy, care navigation, and more. Everything that they do is inspired by you and personalized for you. For convenient scheduling and specialized joint care, look no further than CHCS. Call them today at 785-889-5039. Community Healthcare System of Northeast Kansas, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get Napa parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, now what Corning wanted to do here early in this game, top of the third, they trail Marysville 4-1 in this elimination game, and they've had to go to the bullpen, and they'll bring on Drew Gibbs, who might be their best pitcher, but I know they didn't want to try to utilize him here in this game. They were hoping to get through this one without using him, because He had to come in the seventh inning in their win against Norton yesterday, and the rules that have been put in place here is you get two appearances and a total pitch count of 105. So I believe, if I was told correctly, he had either 11 or 12 pitches that he threw in that one inning, but they burned one of his two appearances. So now he has to come in, and they are probably going to try to burn all of his pitches. You at least hope he can go as long as he possibly can. And he's got to get his team out of a jam here. So here's Ty Mosier, 4-1 Marysville. They have him at the corners with one out. Runner takes off for second, and now a pickle, as now the runner from third is dancing and will score. So now they've given up a run but are trying to get the out at second, and they do. So the runner in LeDuc took off. He gets into a pickle. He ultimately gets tagged out, but the runner, Olson at third, does come in to score. So it is now 5-1. Two outs, base is empty. And Gibbs will fire in his first pitch, and this is lifted. Mosier sends it out towards shallow right field, and it's over Lehman, and it drops in for a hit. So a two-out single by Mosier continues this inning. Oh, just an unfortunate set of circumstances here for Cording in this frame. They have given up two more. It's now 5-1 Marysville. Runner at first, two down. Mosier a single there. Here is Schmelzley, who saw one pitch and laced one out into center field for an RBI single his first time up. One of the best high school football players in Kansas. He is going to KU to play football, and he takes one inside and gets hit. Any KU coaches are watching out there, they probably don't like that too much, but he's fine. So Gibbs runs one inside, hits him, and the inning continues. Mosier to second, Schmelzley to first, two down, and that brings up Shale. Shale grounded out his first time up. Two on, two outs, 5-1 our score, and now Shale lifts it out towards right field, but it's going to be in foul territory and out of play. No balls, one strike. There's only been one hit in this inning. That was Mosier just a little bit ago. A hit batter twice, a walk, an error. The errors have been costly for Corning in this game so far. Next pitch is low and inside. One ball, one strike. Still a long way to go. We're only in the top of the third, but right now it's all Marysville. 5-1. Gibbs sets, deals. And it's hit high in the air, out towards center. Haverkamp has been busy backing, and he makes another good catch. So fortunate to finally get out of that inning, but errors again, miscues hurting Corning, and two more on the board for Marysville. We head to the bottom of the third inning in this elimination game, and Marysville in control, 5-1.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find one, standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KNZA.
Elimination game number three for Corning. Post 216 here in Concordia. Right now, they are on the wrong end of it. Two and a half innings in, Marysville leading it 5-1 here on KNZA. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman. So Jordan Miller back to work. His team up four. Corning will have 2, 3, and 4 in the lineup here, starting with LJ Kelzer. See if they can put a rally together. Still plenty of time, though. Only in the bottom of the third. Winner moves on. We'll play at 6 o'clock tonight. And the first pitch to Kelzer, taken for strike one. Kelzer a single in the first. And then Morrison came into courtesy run for him. So Kelzer's had a good tournament. It continued with a single. Now he grounds it to the left side. And Anderson boots it and still gets a throw off, but not in time. So that'll be the first error by Marysville. it wasn't incredibly hard hit. Anderson, usually pretty surefire, but not that time. And at this point in the game, when you're down four, you will take any opportunity you can get. So here's Morrison again. And a courtesy run for Kelzer. Lead off man on here, so now Morrison at first. Miller right back to the stretch. Here's Gibbs. RBI single, the lone run for Corning in this game so far. He was a mere 5 feet away from a home run with that hit. Oh, now Morrison gets caught, has to get back, and he does so. One ball, no strikes here on Gibbs. They had one run on three hits in the first. And that's hit by Gibbs, maybe the longest recorded single in maybe the history of mankind. He'll foul this one straight back, one ball, one strike. And Corning take advantage of a rare error by the Marysville defense. Let's see. Five errors between the two teams. The only problem, Corning's committed four of them. Here's a 1-2, though, to Gibbs outside, ball two. Race Fisher to follow here in this inning. Elimination game number three for Corning. They won two thrilling games yesterday to keep their tourney hopes alive. 8-7 over Norton and then 7-5 against Smith County. Hiawatha will play Iola after this one in the winner's bracket semifinal, with the winner of that one advancing to tomorrow's state championship. Correct on the count. It's now 3-1. It wasn't 2-2 there. Now there's a called strike, and now the count is full here on Gibbs. Morrison, the courtesy runner at first base for Kelzer. Kelzer got on via an error. So one on, nobody out. Here's a big 3-2 pitch coming by Miller, and it's outside, ball four. Gibbs kind of wanted to take the bat off the shoulder, but very disciplined there. Kept it up just enough, no check swing, and two on and nobody out. So Corning has an opportunity here to maybe chip away. Marysville leading at 5-1. Corning batting in the bottom of the third. Morrison at second, now Gibbs at first. Oh, tough swing there. Just caught nothing but wind, and Fisher drops behind 0-1. Fisher popped out to the catcher, and his first time up. Miller out of the stretch, not much of a lead for both. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, 1-1. Fisher in the game against Norton, 1-for-3, a single and a walk. And then 0-for-2 with a couple of walks in the late game against Smith County. And now he lifts this one high in the air. Playable out and left. Detweiler coming in. He can't get there. And Morrison had to hold up, and he'll be out at third. Well, not a bad play if you're Marysville. So they're going to get the lead run. Gibbs will go to second. Fisher on with the fielder's choice. So first and second, one down. And here is Brett Heidemann, who's 0-for-1 with a ground out. Marysville leading 5-1 here in the bottom of the third. Both teams have been fighting off elimination the last 24 hours. Here's the pitch, and Heidemann pops it up. Foul territory behind home, and a sliding impressive catch by Hafley. He has made a couple of great plays behind the dish in foul territory, and that is quickly out number two. So after Corning got their first two base runners on, back-to-back outs, and they're now in danger of coming up empty here in the third. But now they get at least one more opportunity. Henry Heidemann, he grounded out his first time up. Would love a base hit here. And he takes a knee-high fastball from Miller, called strike number one. Fisher at first, Gibbs at second. Two outs, 0-1 count, bottom three, 5-1 Marysville. Next pitch in the dirt, ball one. Well, Corning's trying to put themselves in a game that they were in last year, and that's the final game before the state tournament. As Heidemann calls time, again, this is Henry Heidemann. They got to that illustrious final game against Concordia, but lost 12-6 and finished a game shy of the state title game. 1-1. Miller's pitch. Ground ball, slow roller, fielded. Anderson, and he boots another one, and that keeps it alive. And Gibbs will round third and score. So there is another error this inning. The second by Anderson at short, and a much-needed run for Corning. It's now 5-2.
Now they bring up number 31, Paxton Mallard.
Well, been pretty clean defensively all tournament for Marysville, but not this inning. Two errors, and a run is in to make it 5-2. So two on, two outs. Here's Bowers, maybe the hottest hitter, I should say. I'm going to maybe catch myself, say the hottest bat in this Corning lineup here this weekend. Boy, he'd love to continue that streak and maybe provide another RBI with a base hit. Miller's 1-0 is a called strike. One ball, one strike. He singled in the first. He has had multi-hit games in each of the last two and still had a RBI single in that first game, so he's had at least one hit in every game. Now he lifts this one out towards shallow left center field, and it drops in for a hit, and the wind pushing it into the gap, and Bowers extra bases. Heidemann, a long turn at third and a good throw to get it in, but Fisher scores. It's 5-3. And the train that keeps churning along, that is Paxton Bowers, continues. An RBI double as Fisher scores. Heidemann really thought about it, but they held him true. So now it is 5-3, and now a base hit could tie the game. Runners at second and third. Corning fortunate to be able to battle back after things looked dicey pretty early. Haverkamp reached on a fielder's choice in his first at bat. He'd love to reach again. Miller out of the stretch, looking at third, neither runner with a lead. And a ground ball could end the inning. Leduc fielding, has some time, long throw, it's high, but he lands on the bag. Shale saved it. And Marysville will get out of the inning. But Corning did something they needed to do, and that was get at least a run or two. Chip away at it. We have played three. Marysville leading this game 5-3.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman, day three of the AA Legion State Baseball Championship Tournament here in Concordia. And right now, errors by the defense is kind of the story here so far. Quite a few unearned runs on the board. Right now, Marysville in this elimination game, leading Corning by a score of 5-3. Drew Gibbs back to work on the hill. Marysville 3 in the second, 2 in the third, and coming up here in the top of the fourth. We'll start it here with number 9 in the order, and Wyatt Detweiler. So Gibbs had to replace Heidemann pretty early, and now this is his second and last appearance, and he's got up to 105 pitches. And they will burn Gibbs as long as he can possibly go. One ball, no strikes here on Detweiler. Productive in his first at bat with a sacrifice fly to center. Takes another one low, two balls and no strikes. Gibbs kicks and deals. Fastball, grounded foul. And it's two balls and one strike. These two teams played back on June 5th in the regular season. Corning lost that first game to Marysville 8-3. They won the second game 10-2. Who would have thought the third meeting would be day three in an elimination game here at the state tournament. Detweiler now evened up, two balls and two strikes. Gibbs would love a strikeout here. And he gets it. Blew it by him with a fastball. Big first out here in the fourth. And that is the first strikeout for Gibbs in the game. Bases empty, one down, back to the top of the order. Here's Grant Haefeli. One for two, a strikeout, and an RBI single. Gibbs holding the mitt high above his face. Kicks and deals, right versus right matchup. We're not talking politics here. And it's one ball, no strikes. Gets the sign and fires a 1-0, and this one is lifted to the right side. Heideman chasing it from first, and the catch is, ooh, nearly made, but it drops. Would have been a great diving play by Kelzer, but it's going to be just a strike, and it's one ball, one strike. Gusty conditions. Anytime that ball is put in the air, that wind is going to play a factor in where it goes. We have seen it already, multiple plays in the outfield, pop-ups in the infield. It is challenging for both teams on the defensive side. Here's a 1-1 by Gibbs, and that one runs inside, and now two balls and one strike. Grant Haefeli, H-A-E-F-E-L-E. 2-1, swing and a miss. Chest-high fastball, shaking his head. Thought maybe, probably shouldn't have swung at it, but those high heaters, hard to lay off. It's a green light in the eyes of the hitters. Gibbs won that one. It's 2-2. And then comes back in with an inside fastball called strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the fourth. Just what the doctor cooked up for Gibbs and Corning. So here's Landon Schmitz. He has reached on an error and has been hit by a pitch. Great start here for Gibbs in the top of the fourth. Back-to-back strikeouts. Detweiler swinging, hatefully looking. Axed illegal, and Landon Schmitz takes a breaking ball that's inside, but a called strike number one. Gibbs has a lot of work. Keep his team afloat in this one. 5-3, Marysville by two, top four. Foul ball there by Schmitz, and it's quickly no balls and two strikes. Can Gibbs strike out the side? Here's an 0-2. Just missed low and outside, and it's one ball, two strikes. Schmitz hit by the pitch in the third inning to lead off that frame. He would come around to score on an error. But a chance for a clean inning here for Corning, and there's a high fastball missing, now 2-2. The wind is calmed down a touch. Even on the low end of it, it's 15, 20 miles per hour. Here's a 2-2. Lifted to the right side. Again, foul territory. Heideman and Kelzer converging. And is that caught by Heideman? Right on the dugout and the fence in front of the dugout, reaching up and making an incredible catch to retire the side. First 1-2-3 inning. Corning puts down Marysville in the top of the fourth. We head to the bottom half of this inning, and right now, Marysville leading it 5-3.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tools listings, and like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Does pain keep you from enjoying the things you love? At HPM, we understand how chronic pain can put a pause on your life, making everyday activities and hobbies feel like overwhelming tasks. Our team is dedicated to helping you reclaim the joy of living. The pain management solutions offered at NVCH are tailored to fit your unique needs, ensuring you get the best care close to home. Please contact our outpatient clinic at 785-336-0462 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, where people you know, care you trust.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball, presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they are helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. Brandon Tamman, Kirk Kilman, day three of the AA State Tournament. And right now, Marysville leading Corning halfway through it, 5-3. And Miller back to work, and Corning trying to claw their way back. They scored two in the third to get to within two. Here's Wimberly leading it off, takes one inside, and quickly he jumps ahead, two balls, no strikes. So Wimberly reached on a fielder's choice in his first at bat. He'll be followed by Hunter Lehman and L.J. Kelzer. Miller's next pitch, missing with a fastball, and quickly now 3-0. Miller has pitched all the way so far. He has allowed five hits, three runs, one of which was earned. He has not issued, or I should say he's issued one walk, and is looking for his first strikeout. There's a called strike, now 3-1. See what Wimberly does with a 3-1. He will chop it deep into the hole at third. Backing up, Olsen, long throw, and he was just way too far from it. It's going to be an infield hit. Wimberly has good speed for the 9-hitter, and Olsen maybe, if he could play it again, maybe he would think about charging that one. But he waited back for it, and that time wasted there allowed Wimberly to reach with nobody out. So here's Lehman representing the, could be the tying run. First pitch outside to him for ball number one. Singleton scored in the first and grounded out to second in the second. Lehman, the right-handed hitter. Miller, the right-handed thrower. He sets at the belt, kicks and deals, and just missed outside, 2-0. Elimination game number three for Corning post 216. Wins over Norton in Smith County yesterday, and now trying to knock out Marysville here today. There's one that clips the outside corner. Good location there. Two balls and one strike. Wimberly at first base and nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Lehman pops it up, out of play, foul, and we're even Stevens, 2-2. Every foul ball is a free popsicle. 2-2 here on Lehman. Not much of a lead for Wimberly at first. And the pitch is a ground ball to the right side. Leduc fields to his left. His only play is first. Oh, and it's dropped by the first baseman. And everybody is safe. It's another error. This one is going to be on the first baseman in Shale. It was fielded nicely by Leduc to his left. His only play was to first. And if it's fielded cleanly by Shale, it would have been an out. But now Corning is brewing something up in the machine. It's two on and nobody out. And now a meeting here for Marysville is there. Now, at one point in this game, had a 5-1 lead, but now it's 5-3. And Corning with two runners on here in the bottom of the fourth with nobody out. Iola and Hiawatha in our second game after this one, with the winner of that one advancing to tomorrow's state championship game. These two teams here fighting right now, Marysville and Corning, are going to have to win two games today to back their way into that championship tomorrow. Well, we know it's either going to be Iola and Hiawatha for sure. One of those two teams will earn a spot. All right, here we go after the meeting. Big spot here for both sides. And Kelzer takes a called strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. He singled in the first and reached on an error in the third. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Popped up in the infield, and it drops in front of second base, and everybody's going to be safe. The wind pushing it, the backspin on the ball, it landed between the mound and second base, and by the time it was fielded, everyone was in their spot. I don't think that's really an error. It's going to go down as an infield hit, and now Morrison's going to come in to run again at first. And here is a big opportunity, and I think Marysville is going to the pen. That is all she said and wrote for Jordan Miller. We are in the bottom of the fourth. Marysville 5, Corning 3, but post 216, bases juice, nobody out. We're back right after this.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
Kansaland Radio.
Valley Heights Mustang Carson Spoons off the bench to replace Jordan Miller on the mound as Marysville now in a little bit of a hole here with Corning trying to battle back. Corning is trailing 5-3, but here in the bottom of the fourth, and the bases loaded with nobody out. Spoons getting his final warm-up tosses. Defensively, Schmelzley has come off the bench. He was the DH, but now they put him out in the left field defensively. Carson Spoons again is now pitching. Big opportunity for the shortstop in Drew Gibbs. Corning trailing by two, but the bases are loaded with nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch by Spoons coming up the righty. A fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. Wimberly at third, Lehman at second, and Morrison, the courtesy runner, at first. 0-1 by Spoons, missing high. It's 1-1. Big time spot for both teams in this game at the halfway point. Another fastball, low and outside. 2-1. Advantage Gibbs. Gibbs singled in a run in the first, a walk and a run scored in the third. That wind is a problem here. There's a pitch just missing outside, and now 3-1. A walk would score a run and get Corning within one. Spoons kicks and deals. It is low ball four. It's now a 5-4 game. Second run batted in for Gibbs today. Wimberly casually comes across. Lehman to third. Morrison, the courtesy runner, up to second. Gibbs occupying first. Still nobody out. Pierce Fisher. And he takes a fastball outside corner called strike number one. Well, Marysville, not long ago, had a 5-1 lead. But now it is 5-4. Check swing, and Fisher pops it up and out of play. And he is behind now. No balls and 2 strikes. He popped out to the catcher. His first time up, reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the third. Ground ball, left side, Anderson Fields. He'll play it third and get the lead run out there, but the run, Lehman scoring from third to tie the game. So an RBI. So the out at third, they got the courtesy runner there and Morrison. Lehman scores. And then Gibbs to second. So we're tied now 5-5. Only one out still in the inning. Runners at first and second, one out. 1-0 count here on Brett Heideman. We're tied at 5, halfway through, halfway home. Spoons, his pitch is in there, a called strike. And it's 1-1. Brett Heideman 0-2, a ground out and a pop out. Chance to break a tie here with a base hit. Elimination game here in Concordia. This is lifted well towards right field. Mosier moving to his right. Actually, it was the center fielder Schmitz who actually made the play for the second out. So a big second out. Now it's up to Henry Heideman. So Spoontz is doing his job, limiting this damage, but still has to get one more out. A 5-5 tie here in the bottom of the fourth. Gibbs at second, Fisher at first after driving in the game-tying run. Ground ball, could end it. Anderson fielding, and now he lost it again, and everybody is safe. That is the third error in the inning by Anderson at short. We could see how devastating that could be. Defense has been a problem for both teams in this game. And now what could have been the final outs and could have getting out of this thing with a tie game, now you get one more shot with maybe the hottest bat in the tournament in Paxton Bowers. Bases loaded, two down. Here's the pitch. Spoontz rifles in a fastball. It's 0-1. Bowers a single in the second, a double with an RBI in the third. Chance to break the tie here. Spoontz fires in a fastball below the knees, and it's 1-1. 3 errors in this inning has not helped Marysville's cause. Bowers fouls one straight back into the net, and he's got to protect now. 1-2. The eighth batter to come up here in the inning for Corning. Two have scored to tie the game at 5 apiece. A 1-2. Just missed a little outside. 2-2. When you move on, lose, your season comes to an end. Both these teams been fighting off elimination over the last 24 hours. And a good one brewing here. This is hit right back up the middle into center field for a base hit. Bowers does it again. Fisher churning around third. He slides in feet first, and Corning takes the lead back. It is now 6-5. Correction, 7-5, as Gibbs and Fisher both score. He does it again. Paxton Bowers, he is incredible. Heideman goes to second, so now first and second, two down. Incredible inning here for Corning. Haverkamp swings and misses at the first pitch. Corning officially batting around here in the fourth. 4 runs have scored. They were down 2 to begin the frame. They are up 2 now. Still batting with 2 outs. Pitch by Spoontz. Outside for a ball. Spoontz out of the stretch, came in a very tough spot in relief. Corning making him pay for the miscues. There's another swing and a miss there by Haverkamp, and now he is behind. 1-2. Bases loaded. Opportunity for Bowers. He comes through with a single, driving in 2 to make it 7-5. And there's a swing and a miss, and Spoontz gets the strikeout to end the frame, but the damage certainly done. Marysville, 3 errors in the inning did not help their cause. But Bowers, the hottest bat, stays hot. 2 RBI single, breaking the tie. 7-5 Corning, we're 4 innings deep.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
KNZA.
4 runs on 3 hits for Corning in the bottom of the fourth inning. Paxton Bowers' bat stays hot. two RBI single, which breaks what broke at the time, a 5-5 tie. Bottom of the fourth, Corning entered, down 5-3. They start the top of the fifth, up 7-5. Elimination game, they're trying to do it for a third straight time, and Marysville now up here in the top of the fifth inning against Drew Gibbs. First pitch to Wes Anderson, a little low and inside for ball one. Five errors against Marysville, four against Corning. So, again, this wind and defense, it has been a problem. A lot of unearned runs. But at this point, you don't care how you get them. Here's a ground ball. Bowers it short, jumping up to field it, and a nice throw to Heidemann. And Anderson retired to begin the fifth. So again, Bowers, who started at second, now playing it short. Lehman's at second base now. Henry Heidemann's in left. Gibbs pitching. Fisher at third. Brett Heidemann at first. Wimberly in right. Kelzer catching. One ball, no strikes here on Carter Olson. He has walked and scored. He has also grounded out. And now he lifts this one out towards Heidemann in left field, and he moves four steps to his left and makes the catch, and quickly two up and two down. So Gibbs in relief has retired six in a row. I know they didn't want to have to burn him this early, but in an elimination game, you got to exhaust all options. But he has pitched well. Gibbs' first pitch is a little bit low here to Gavin LeDuc for ball number one. LeDuc has reached on an error. He has also walked. Base is empty, two down here in the top of the fifth. Corning 7, Marysville 5. Another pitch inside. It's 2-0. The breeze continues to gust. The sun continues to shine. The warm temperatures continue to stay warm. Now this one's lifted up and out of play, foul. It's two balls and one strike. Ty Mosher on deck if LeDuc can do something here, but right now, quickly two up and two down, and Gibbs trying to retire Marysville in order for a second straight inning. Here's a 2-1. Ground ball right side and right through the hole between first and second, and Heidemann made a nice dive for it, couldn't get it, and it's a two-out single for Gavin LeDuc. So we do get to Ty Mosher, who has reached twice, once on an air, and the other time via a single. Runner at first base, two down. Corning leading this game 7-5 in the fifth. Gibbs sets chest high and delivers. And a swing and a miss for strike number one. So Henry Heidemann again started the game, 2 1/3, 2 hits, 5 runs. Only one of those runs were earned. He had 2 walks and 1 strikeout. Gibbs throwing over to first base. LeDuc back in safely head first. No balls, 1 strike here on the right fielder in Mosher. Gibbs fires. High fastball popped up and foul out of play, and it's quickly no balls, 2 strikes. The winner will move on to a 6 o'clock game tonight and would be 1 win away at that point from backing their way into a state championship game tomorrow. High pitch there, and that one popped away. LeDuc thought about it and scampers back to first. 1-2 here on Mosher. Telling you what, us broadcasters, we are thankful for the shade. 1-2, 2 outs, 1 on. Gibbs sets and deals. This is lifted out towards left field. Henry Heidemann chasing it towards the gap, and that ball is up off the fence in the gap, and that's going to score a run. And Mosher not stopping at 2. He will have an RBI triple to get his team within 1. So how about that little 2-out spurt by Marysville after a quick ground out and line out. 2 outs, nobody on, a single and a triple. And Mosher gets Marysville within 7-6. Now you bring up a very dangerous hitter in Brandon Schmelzley, who has a chance to get a base knock here to tie the game. Runner 90 feet away with 2 down. That's on the right side. Good posture with the stance. Gibbs fires, and he missed a high fastball there, and it's 0-1. Schmelzley, RBI single, run scored in the second. He's also been hit by a pitch. The DH was nursing an injury, but cleared to play. And now he takes a knee-high fastball, called strike number two, and he's quickly behind. Runner at third, Mosier. Now a one-run game at 7-6 here in the top of the fifth. Gibbs fires. Ooh, just got a piece of it. Stays 0-2. Iola and Hiawatha up next. Winner of that one advancing to the championship game tomorrow afternoon. Hiawatha has played very, very well in this tournament. They are 2-0. So is the defending champs in Iola. Excited for that one. And there is a swing and a miss and a monster strikeout for Gibbs. And Mosier is stranded at third. But an RBI triple by Mosier gets Marysville within one. We have played 4.5. Right now, Corning 7 and Marysville 6.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Can't make it into the store? Shop with us online at FittedKS.com. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
Fantastic game brewing here in Concordia with a spot in the consolation final on the line tonight. Marysville and Corning staving off elimination all weekend long, and now we got a Corning lead of 7-6 as they come up to bat here in the bottom of the fifth. In the top half, Ty Mosier, an RBI triple with two outs for Marysville, getting them within one. Corning would love to get that run back here against Carson Spoons and company in the bottom of the fifth. It's going to be Miles Wimberly to lead it off. They scored four runs in the last inning and batted around. First pitch by Spoons in the dirt for ball one. Wimberly has reached twice in the second on a fielder's choice and then a single and a run scored in the fourth. 7-6 Corning here in the bottom of the fifth. One ball, no strikes, just getting going in this frame, and Spoons kicks and deals and missed with a high fastball. And Wimberly jumps in front, 2-0. We are down to the final four teams in this 8-team field. Oh, and that one runs inside and drills Wimberly in the shoulder, takes it, and delivers a base runner via the hit batter. Here's Hunter Lehman, a fourth time up in five innings. Wimberly at first base, nobody out. Lehman in the first, had a single and a run scored. Grounded out to second in the second. Reached on an error and scored in the fourth. So it's fourth time up and against Spoons here. Misses with a high fastball. That is a pass ball, and Wimberly gets to second without a throw. It was a high fastball, and jumping out of the crouched position was Hayfully the catcher, and it just popped out of the top of his mitt and got to the backstop. Wimberly able to scamper to second. So he's in scoring position with nobody out. Pitch by Spoons, a called strike. 1-1 the count, now on Hunter Lehman. A one-run Corning lead, but trying to get that one back that Marysville got in the top half. Lehman fouls this one way out of play to the right side, and it's one ball, two strikes. Winds as high as 35 to 40 miles per hour at times. Out towards the left center field gap. That is out of the south. Now a called time by the umpire as Spoons was getting ready to lift the left leg to go into his motion, but the umpire is back to it. One ball, two strikes, one on, nobody out. Here's the pitch. in there. Called strike three. Pretty good pitch. Not sure Lehman was thinking there, and that is a big first out and a strikeout for Spoons. Lehman does not strike out much, but he goes down there looking, and now it's L.J. Kelzer. He has reached in all three of his at-bats, two singles and once via the air. Wimberly at second base, now one out. First pitch by Spoons, missing a little up and in for ball one. Corning one in the first, two in the third, four in the fourth. Marysville three in the second, two in the third, and one in the fifth. Spoons will step off the rubber, look Wimberly back. He's not got really a big lead. You tend to get a bigger lead at second base, but he is being held on by Leduc. Doesn't want to get too far off. Here's the pitch by Spoons, and a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike, one out, and one on. And what is a one-run Corning lead in the bottom of the fifth. Another elimination game for both of these teams surviving into this Sunday action. Here's a 1-1. Bends inside but misses the plate. 2-1. Well, talking to one of the umpires before this game and talking about the heat, they say with that turf, it's reaching up to 110, 115 on the field. There's a pitch missing, low and outside, and it gets away. And Wimberly gets to third, 90 feet away from a crucial added run here potentially for Corning. Again, that wasn't a terrible pitch. It was outside and just popped out of the glove again of Hafley. And now Wimberly is 90 feet away with only one out, and the count now 3-1 on Kelzer. But yeah, mentioning again, the heat on the field is no joke with that turf. You're well above 100 degrees out there. Here's a 3-1. Ooh, swung on and missed. Chest-high fastball. Kelzer wanted all of it, and he got none of it. Count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at third, one out. Big pitch by Spoons, and it's low in the dirt. Ball four. So now they're at the corners for Drew Gibbs. Well, the positive for Marysville is you bring a double play into effect here potentially, which could end the inning, which would end the inning, should say. So Kelzer out again, and Morrison again, courtesy runner. He has done it 3 times already for Kelzer. Kelzer's reached in all 4 of his at-bats, first time there via the walk. They're at the corners with 1 down, Corning by 1 here in the bottom of the 5th. Spoons at the belt and fires in a fastball, missing upstairs, ball 1. Gibbs, an RBI single in the first, a walk and a run scored in the third, a walk with the bases loaded in the fourth, and another run scored. So he has scored twice and has driven in 2. Good off-speed pitch and swung on and missed for strike number 1. They're at the corners with 1 out, bottom of the 5th, crunch time here in today's game. 1-1, Morrison takes off, check swing, a called strike, and Morrison up standing at 2nd. So you take away a double play potentially. Runners are at 2nd and 3rd with 1 out. But it's 1 ball, 2 strikes now on Gibbs. Called time here by the umpire. Everybody holding on to their chairs, their hats, their canopies, their umbrellas. Here's a 1-2. Just caught a piece to stay alive. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Morrison, the courtesy runner at 2nd base for Kelzer. Wimberly still at 3rd, 90 feet away from a crucial late run to extend on what is right now a 7-6 Corning lead. Another 1-2 here to a very dangerous Drew Gibbs. The pitch missed high. That is a tough pitch to lay off. A high fastball, chest high. That will light up any batter's eyes. But discipline the key there. And now 2-2. The pitch by Spoons. In there, bends it in, called strike 3. Gibbs did not agree. A big second out for Marysville. Now it's up to Race Fisher. With 2 outs, runners at 2nd and 3rd. A 1-run Corning lead. Bottom 5. Boy, a base hit. They can get these runs in. We've seen it all weekend long how crucial late runs can be. First pitch by Spoons. In there, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Fisher popped out to the catcher in the first, reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the third, reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the fourth. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. It is high. And 1-1. And Miller got the start. Jordan Miller, 3 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned. And Spoons has been pitching ever since. The 1-1. In the dirt. Good block by Hafley. The catcher potentially saved a run. Now it's 2 balls and 1 strike. There's plenty of room between home plate and the backstop. So more times than not, when you get a runner at third, the ball gets past the catcher. Percentages will say that's probably a run. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch, and it's high for ball 3. One thing I have noticed is dangerous hitters for Corning at the top of the lineup being disciplined, laying off a high fastball. See what he does here. 3-1. Ooh, thought it was ball 4. Gets the inside corner, and it's called strike 2. So the count full here. Runners at 2nd and 3rd. Full count, 2 outs. A 1-run Corning lead in the bottom of the 5th. Spoon sets at the belt, kicks, deals with the right, and it's outside, ball 4. Just missed on the outside corner. The inning continues. Bases are loaded now for Brett Heideman. Wimberly at 3rd. Courtesy runner Morrison. Kells are still at 2nd, and now Fisher takes the empty spot at 1st. And here is the lefty Brett Heideman. Probably feels like he is due today. He is 0 for 3. He is a lefty, Spoons the righty. Advantage in that category for Heideman at the dish. And a pitch in the dirt. Another good stop by Hafley to keep it in front, and it's 1 ball, no strikes. Heideman grounded out to the pitcher in the 1st, popped out to the catcher in the 3rd, and flew out to center in the 4th. Spoonch trying to keep his team within 1. There's the pitch taken all the way, and it's called strike now, 1-1. Hiawatha showing up, getting ready for their semifinal game after this one against Iola. The 2-time defending champs, excited to bring you that one. There's a pitch low and inside. Heideman jumps in front, 2-1. Heideman spins the bat around 3 times, resting on the left shoulder. Spoons kicks and deals. Inside, ball 3. A walk scores a run. I would think Heideman would take this pitch no matter what, and now Marysville wants to discuss a little something here. Is just such a crucial spot in this game. Bases loaded, 2 outs, a 3-1 count. Corning 7, Marysville 6. Looks like they're going to keep Spoons in there. No pitching change. Both teams went to the pen fairly early. Corning went from Heideman to Gibbs. Marysville went from Miller to Spoons. I'm sure they told Heideman, do not swing at this pitch, even if it's right down the middle. Make him throw you a strike. A walk adds a run. Bases loaded. 3-1, 2 outs. Bottom 5. Spoon sets, kicks, fires. And it's low, ball 4, and it's now 8-6. A crucial, crucial run as Wimberly scores. Felt like he was stranded at 3rd for a while. Morrison, the courtesy runner to 3rd. Fisher now at 2nd. And Brett Heideman now at 1st. A big bases loaded walk. And now Corning leading by 2 again. But Spoons still needs to get the final out. Keep it right here. Spoons' pitch to Henry Heideman is taken for strike number 1. Henry has reached on an error twice. He is also grounded out. He bats from the right side. Spoons kicks, deals. And a swing and a miss. And Henry Heideman quickly down. No balls and 2 strikes. Heideman's played well. Didn't play a ton in the zone tournament. And there's a swing and a miss. and down goes Heidemann, but a crucial added run on a bases loaded walk to Brett Heidemann. So five down and two to go. Our great game continues with Corning leading it 8-6.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega. Good luck, Buffalo. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
A bases loaded walk issued to Brett Heidemann in the bottom of the fifth inning gives Corning now a two-run advantage against Marysville. As we go to the late innings here, we head to the top of the sixth. Corning 8, Marysville 6. Elimination game number 3 for Corning post 216 here in Concordia. Our coverage of American Legion Baseball brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years experience, commercial, residential, new construction and remodel. You can give Luke a call, 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge, give your crop a boost with Coron. Drew Gibbs has pitched well in relief. Back out there to start the sixth, his team leading by two. And the first pitch to Alex Shale is low for ball one. Shale, Detweiler, and Hayfley do up this inning for Marysville as they trail by two with two innings to go. They beat and eliminated Concordia last night in the late game. The onslaught of runs, they won that one 16-5. There is a called strike, and it's 1-1. Now it's fouled straight back, and Shale, wearing jersey number 24, is down in the count, 1-2. Gibbs has struck out 3 in relief. He has hit a batter, but he has not issued a walk. Here's a 1-2, and a check swing, foul ball. Stays 1-2. Shale is 0-2. It's a ground out and a fly out. Shale. S-C-H-E-E-L-E. Shale. Gibbs sets. Delivers a 1-2. Oh, and it runs inside and hits him. Last thing you wanted to do there with the advantage at 1-2. And you give Shale the free pass. It was maybe a painful free pass as he takes one off the left shoulder, and he is at first with nobody out. So here is Wyatt Detweiler, a sack fly in the second and a strikeout swinging in the fourth. Correction, it is Carson Spoons who came on to pitch. Spoons has done well out of relief as well, but now gets his first opportunity at the plate here against Gibbs. No balls, one strike, the count. And Sexton deals, and it's sliced foul. And Spoons quickly down in the count, 0-2. So, again, I mentioned Detweiler had a sack fly and a strikeout. But now pitch hitter here, Carson Spoons, the Valley Heights Mustang. He bats from the left side, pretty straight up, good bend in the knees. Wiggle with the bat above the left shoulder, an 0-2. Went with the high fastball, but Spoons disciplined to lay off of it, and it's 1-2. Corning leading it 8-6 here in the sixth. Runner at first base for Marysville and nobody out. But Spoons 1-2 the count. The pitch went with the high fastball, that time undisciplined. Spoons didn't like it, chucks the bat, knew he made a mistake there, and that is a big strikeout for Gibbs, number 4 in relief. So one out, one on, back to the top of the order with Hayfley. Hayfley's played really well behind the dish defensively as the catcher. He's maybe saved a run or two in this game. Right now he has to produce a run for his team as they trail by two late. And he slices 1-2 shallow right field. Wimberly hesitates, but he gets in to make the catch. You see the little bit of hesitation. I'm sure the wind has a factor there, but back-to-back outs after the hit batter, and now it's up to Landon Schmitz. Two outs, one on, top six, 8-6 our score. Corning hanging on to it, trying to advance and win a third straight elimination game. Pitch to Schmitz is low and inside for ball one. Schmitz reached on an error in the first, hit by a pitch and scored in the third. He has also popped out to Heidemann at first and made a really nice play in foul territory. Swings there and fouls it away. One ball, one strike. Hiawatha and Iola in our next game after this one. Winner of that one moves on to the championship tomorrow afternoon. The loser will play at 6 against the winner of this one. And it's hit out towards center field, and Schmitz keeps the inning alive with a single. Good piece of hitting there, and that is the first hit today for the axed illegal Landon Schmitz. State track and field champion at first, moving Shale up to second base. And now two on and two outs. Big opportunity here for Wes Anderson. He represents what could be the go-ahead run. But there are two outs. Gibbs sets and fires off speed. Bends outside. Called ball number one. Anderson 0 for 3. Couple of flyouts and a ground out. Gibbs trying to hold his team in front. Gibbs fires in a fastball. Popped up and foul out of play. Heads up for the spectators. And right behind us it lands. One ball, one strike. Anderson, the fifth batter to come up in the inning. Shale led it off, being hit by a pitch, but then Spoon struck out. Hayfully flew out, and then Schmitz came up with a two-out single. First and second, two down. 1-1 count here on the right-hander in Anderson. And he takes one knee-high, called strike, and it's 1-2. The little expression with his face says, I don't know. But now you cannot leave it up to the umpire. On a two-strike count, you got to swing if it's close. Let's see what Gibbs comes at him with here at 1-2. High fastball swung on and popped up. Bowers, shallow left field, and now he lost it in the sun, and he has to duck away. Throw to third, gets away from Fisher, and to the dugout, and Marysville is going to score a run. It is 8-7. Bowers looked like he had a beat on it. He instantly covered up. He lost it in the sun. Didn't want to get hit. It drops. And then a throw to third is wide. And now all of a sudden it is 8-7. Shale scores. Defense again. As Schmitz again is over to third. Or correction, both runners ended up scoring. It is tied 8-8. I beg your pardon. There's a swing and a miss by Olsen, so I apologize there for calling it one run, but both Schmitz and Shale scored. Now we are deadlocked at 8 apiece. There's a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. There's a swing and a miss. Reached for it. It was well outside the plate, but nonetheless, Marysville taking advantage of another miscue by the Corning defense, and we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's an 8-8 tie here on KNZA.
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full-flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring. Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
Kansaland Radio.
What a game we got brewing here in Concordia. An 8-8 tie with Marysville and Corning. A costly two-error play by the Corning defense, allowing the two runs to score to tie the game with two outs in the top of the sixth. There will be a pitching change here for Marysville. as we make sure to get our alignments here correct. And pitching now is going to be Landon Schmidt. So we'll have a new center fielder. Spoons will be now in center field. Appreciate the help from everyone. It's always tough when you don't get the announcement. You got to just kind of look and see who moves where. But incredible game in an elimination game. First game of the day. It's day three here in Concordia. Both teams vying to keep it alive. And the ultimate goal, of course, is state championship. Two more runs tying the game. Crucial errors by both teams have led to unearned runs. But regardless, it has been fun. So again, Landon Schmidt, the Axed Illegal, the new pitcher. He will be the third pitcher of the game utilized. Miller started, pitched the first three. Spoons pitched the next two. And now Schmitz comes in to pitch the sixth. And he will get maybe the hottest hitter in the tournament in Paxton Bowers, who is 3-for-3 today. He has had multi-hit games in three of the four. And the other one, he still had a hit in it. So he has been very, very good. And he looks to get his team started off right. First pitch missing for ball one. We are deadlocked at 8 apiece here in the bottom of the sixth. There is a called strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Schmitz, nobody on, nobody out. Still working out of the stretch. Fires it in with the right hand, and it's high for ball two. 2-1. Bowers, a single in the first, an RBI double in the third, and a 2-RBI single in the fourth. Massive day for him. Wants to get this inning started off right. Lifts it up to the right side and just going to tail foul. 2-2. Corning, 1 in the first, 2 in the third, 4 in the fourth, and 1 in the fifth. Marysville, 3 in the second, 2 in the third, 1 in the fifth, 2 in the sixth. 8-8 tie. There's a swing and a miss, and a rarity we see. Bowers retired. Big first out for Schmitz. Here in the sixth. Here is Haverkamp. He has reached on a fielder's choice. He is grounded out to second, and he has struck out swinging. Base is empty, one down. Bottom six, 8-8 tie. This elimination game in Concordia. Warm, breezy afternoon once again. Haverkamp whiffs the first offering, and it's 0-1. Haverkamp has played well defensively. He's made some nice running plays out in center field today. This wind has been no joke. We'll have tallies at the end of the game, but both teams have committed quite a few errors. That has helped on both sides. 1-1. Now the count. Schmitz fires, and a swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. Wimberly up next. Bottom third of the order here. Bowers got it started off with a strikeout. And Schmitz delivers outside. 2-2. You like how I said that there? Delivers. 2-2, 1 out, nobody on. Here is a 2-2 outside. 3-2. Corning would love a 1-out base runner. A deadlock 8-8 tie here in this elimination game. It has been solid. These two teams split in the regular season, familiar with one another. 3-2, a swing and a miss. Haverkamp slams the bat in frustration. Great off-speed there by Schmidt. And he has struck out the first two here in the sixth. Here is Miles Wimberly, who has reached in all three of his at-bats, all three in different ways. Fielder's choice in the second, a single in the fourth, and he was hit by a pitch in the fifth. 2 outs, bases clear. First pitch by Schmitz, a little bit high for a ball. Well, if you're just joining us, hang with us. An incredible ending, I feel like, is due here. There's a called strike, and it's 1-1. Winner will play in another elimination game at 6, but it'll be the final one, and a win there would get you a back-end spot in the title game tomorrow. Next one missing high, 2-1. Bowers and Haverkamp both going down swinging to start the frame, and Schmitz in relief trying to put Marysville in a great spot with a 1-2-3 frame, and now he gets a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. He has a chance to strike out the side. Tell you what, Axtell has some pretty good athletes. Schmitz, no exception. 2-2. Called strike three, got him. He strikes out the side in a crucial point in the game. Three up and three down, three Ks on the board. We head to the seventh inning in this elimination game. It's an 8-8 tie. Don't go anywhere.
Community Healthcare System is now offering interventional pain management services with Dr. Carl Hakey, their board-certified pain management physician. He understands that living with chronic pain can impact every aspect of your life, from work to family to simple daily activities, and he'll work with you to develop a tailored treatment plan that addresses your specific needs and your goals. Dr. Hakey sees patients at the Onega and Holton Clinics. Call to schedule your appointment today. Community Healthcare System Pain Management Services. Experience pain-free living inspired by you.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
KNZA.
Well, couldn't have asked for a better game in what is another elimination game here in Concordia. 8-8 tie between Marysville and Corning as we go to the final inning. Top of the seventh, Gibbs in relief, still pitching well out of the pen. He will get a good part of the order here, starting with Gavin Leduc. It'll be Leduc, Mosier, and Schmelzley. Winner moves on. Loser will have their season come to an end in devastating fashion. Here we go. Seventh inning. 8-8 tie. Gibbs first pitch to Leduc in there, knee high for a called strike. He took over for Heidemann in the third inning, and he has pitched ever since. No balls, one strike. Bases empty. Nobody out. There's a curveball that lands on top of the plate. One ball, one strike. Leduc has reached in all three of his at-bats, all three in different ways, via an error, a walk, and a single. He has scored two runs. Here's a 1-1, just missed. Two balls, one strike. Leduc, Mosier, and Schmelzley again here up in the inning. That's on the right side, 2-1, and it's hit right past Gibbs and into center for a hit. Boy, that was close to just drilling Gibbs. He spins out of the way, slams the hand in the glove in frustration, and now Marysville has the go-ahead runner on base with nobody out. Leduc has now reached in all four of his ABs. Here is Mosier, who was as productive as you could be in his last at-bat with an RBI triple. And now here comes a meeting on the hill as Corning is going to have to put something together. Marysville, the potential go-ahead run at first with nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Let you know that's our coverage of American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you here on KNZA. It's been a lot of fun this weekend. Corning has been clawing, surviving, and advancing all weekend long, and they're trying to do it again. But Marysville, maybe a little up on the advantage probability. Runner at first, nobody out. 8-8 tie here in the seventh. Regardless of what happens, Corning will have an opportunity in the bottom half. Here we go. After the meeting, here is Mosier. He's been good today. And he lifts the first one out towards left field. Henry Heidemann chasing, looking up, and it is off the fence. Mosier is doing it again. Leduc had to hold up, and he's not going to score. But now that is a double, and now Marysville second and third with nobody out. If Leduc didn't have a care and didn't think Heidemann was going to catch it, he would have easily scored, but had to hold up just a touch. But that hit the base of the fence. And now Marysville is itching to take the lead here in the seventh. A single and a double. Leduc at third, Mosier at second, Gibbs sets and fires, and a called strike to Brandon Schmelsley. He has singled in a run and has scored as well. He's been hit by a pitch. He has also struck out. Here's the pitch, and it's popped up. Foul territory. Heideman chasing it. It's going to get out of play. Right next to us in the bleachers next to the fans. But now Schmelsley down 0-2. Boy, Gibbs needs to cook up a strikeout here. Gibbs will go out of the windup here. Big 0-2. Swing and a miss, and he got Schmelsley to swing right through a high fastball. That is a monster first out here in the seventh. Five strikeouts for Gibbs in relief. Leduc still at third. Mosier still at second, but now one out. We're still deadlocked at 8 apiece, but Marysville thinking we want to take the lead here. Here is Shale. Hit by a pitch in his last at bat. He puts down a bunt beautifully to the right side, but just got foul. Well, you better pick it up in foul territory before it comes back in, and they do. Tried the squeeze play. I like the idea. If it stayed fair, it would have worked. But Heideman made the right play to let it go foul. And now it's no balls and one strike. Interesting to see if they try that again. Leduc at third, Mosier at second, one out, 8-8 tie here in the seventh. Gibbs just got Schmelsley swinging for the first out. Now this one is lifted out towards center field. Haverkamp working towards the gap, makes the catch. Leduc tagging, here comes the throw, it's offline, and Marysville takes the lead. Leduc slides in feet first, a sacrifice fly by Shale, and now it's a 9-8 Marysville lead. Mosier stayed at second base, so he is there with two outs, but Marysville did what they were supposed to do in that situation, and that's take the lead. Here's Spoons for a second time. Gibbs back into the stretch, kicks, and deals. Fastball missing high, and it's one ball, no strikes. Spoons struck out in his first at bat. But Shale, the sack fly, has given Marysville a 9-8 lead. Now this one is lifted out towards center. Maybe a tough play in the gap, and Haverkamp again running it down to make the catch, but Corning is going to need one to tie, two to win. They get one more chance in the bottom of the seventh. Marysville 9 and Corning 8.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, Marysville with a sacrifice fly to break an 8-8 tie in the top of the seventh. They lead Corning 9-8. This great game has come down to the final at-bat for Corning. They trail by one, and they get the best part of the order. It starts up top. Hunter Lehman, L.J. Kelzer, and Drew Gibbs against Landon Schmitz, who came on in relief in the sixth and struck out the side. But Marysville three outs away from eliminating Corning, and Lehman pops up the first pitch. Could be a tough play. Shallow center field, and it is going to be dropped by the center fielder. Spoons misplayed it, and Lehman's up to second base, and now the throw gets all the way into the dugout, and Lehman is going to get all the way to third. Wow. The wind again, an issue. It was in Spoons' glove, and it pops out, and then a throw-in goes wide and into the Corning dugout. So just like that, the tying run is 90 feet away. Here is L.J. Kelzer. Now the umpires are meeting. And they say since it was going into the dugout, they're going to bring in Lehman from third, and we're tied just like that. And he stomps on home plate. And just like that, it is 9-9. What a swing. Unbelievable scenario. So that was the second two-error play we have seen today. So now we're tied. Still nobody out, nobody on, and here's Kelzer. They can win it here in the bottom half. One ball, no strikes, fifth at bat for Kelzer today. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Drew Gibbs follows Kelzer here in the inning. We are tied at 9. Two crucial errors on one play, allowing Lehman to work his way all the way around. Just such a bizarre play that has tied the game. One ball, two strikes now. Advantage, Schmitz on the bump. Sets, kicks, deals. And a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Strike three. Good off-speed pitch. Kelzer was fooled. And a big first out here in the seventh. Here is Drew Gibbs. One out, nobody on. Deadlocked at 9-9 here in the home seventh. It's been an incredible game. Ebbs and flows, ups and downs, lefts and rights. Multiple ways you can describe this one. Here's the first pitch to Gibbs. Takes a fastball knee high, called strike number one. RBI single in the first for Gibbs. He walked and scored in the third, walked and scored in the fourth, and struck out in the fifth. See what he can do with one out here in the seventh. And takes a bender in there, lands knee high, and quickly he is behind 0-2. One out the pitch, runs inside, missing 1-2. So again, Lehman, a pop fly to center field, Wynn played with it, Spoonch dropped it, and then an errant throw into the dugout as Lehman was rounding second, going to third, and the call was made to send him home. There's a pop-up to the pitcher, and it's caught by Schmitz for the out. So two outs, nobody on, and it's up now to Race Fisher to try to keep this thing alive. If not, we're going to extras. Fisher certainly with the wind and his power could do something magical. We have seen a couple hit out to the fence here and left today. He'll take a high fastball, missing. One ball, no strikes. He has popped out to the catcher. He has reached twice on a fielder's choice. He has also walked. 9-9 tie, two outs, bases empty in the seventh. Next pitch high and away, and it's 2-0. What a game. Marysville and Corning. Schmitz has pitched well in relief. The unearned run for him, and there is a called strike. Now two balls, one strike. A wild way to tie the game for Corning in the seventh. It is 9-9. Two outs, bases empty, 2-1 here to Fisher. Check swing, went right through it, and it's strike number two. Two balls, two strikes, bases empty, two down. 9-9 game in the bottom of the seventh. Pitch by Schmitz. And he swung through a high fastball, and down he goes. But Lehman on a bizarre play, ultimately scoring the game-tying run. And we head to extras here in Concordia. A 9-9 tie. Don't go anywhere.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors with your recreational vehicles? Contact us, SBS Insurance, today for a personal insurance quote to protect your side-by-sides, boats, and RVs against unexpected mishaps. From off-road adventures to serene voyages, enjoy peace of mind wherever travel takes you.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We got some free baseball here in Concordia, an elimination game, day three of the AA state tournament, Marysville and Corning, deadlocked at 9-9. It has been a wild one here today. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman, we head to extras, top of the eighth inning. Winner moves on, loser, their season comes to an end, so why not get at least an extra inning here in Concordia today? Everybody kind of on the edge of their seat to see how this one finishes up. Drew Gibbs back to work. Ground ball left side. Fisher fielding, firing across the diamond. Good stretch for out number one. And that was a good way to start. And it was the top of the order with Haefeli there, grounding out to third. And one up and one down for Landon Schmitz, who has pitched really well in relief. He's not given up a hit in the two innings that he's pitched, and he has struck out four. The run scored that tied the game in the seventh for Corning was unearned on a bizarre play with Hunter Lehman involved. No balls, one strike here. The count on Schmitz. Fifth at bat for him. He singled and scored in his last one up and takes one low for ball one. One ball, one strike. He has also been hit by a pitch and has reached on an error. One out, nobody on. Top of the eighth. We're deadlocked at 9-9. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Gibbs came in relief all the way back in inning number three. He has pitched ever since, and we are in the eighth. Here's the set and deal, and it's lifted out. The line drive, left field. It drops in front of Heidemann for a base hit. So Schmitz, a one-out single, represents the go-ahead run here in extras. Fourth time reaching and five at-bats, and that is his second hit of the game. Here is Wes Anderson. So Anderson here stepping in with Schmitz at first. Very dangerous, speedy runner. Part of the two-time defending state track champs for Axtell. And he takes off, and it's a high fastball that gets all the way back to the screen and not even a chance. And now the go-ahead run in scoring position with one out. That is the third stolen base in the game for Landon Schmitz. A base hit could break this 9-9 tie. Corning sets with Gibbs at the belt and fires in one. It's popped up to the right side. Lehman losing it in the sun. Wimberly coming in, and he makes the catch. That is a difficult play and a huge out number two. Great job there by Wimberly coming all the way in from right near the grass and dirt line. So it's up to Carter Olson. Certainly one that can get it done. 9-9 tie, top eight. Runner at second, two down. Gibbs sets, looks at second, and fires in a fastball, missing upstairs for ball one. Olson a ground out to first, a walk and a run scored. Also a line out to left. Gibbs sets, a 1-0 count, two outs. Bends it in there off speed for a called strike. It's 1-1. Marysville, three runs in the second, two in the third, one in the fifth, two in the sixth, and one in the seventh. Runner takes off, and it's a foul ball. So Schmitz has to go back. Might have been a hit and run there. Rivals in high school, teammates here in Legion Ball. Schmitz, the Axtell Eagle at second. Olson here, the Frankfurt Wildcat, trying to drive him in for a potential go-ahead run in extras. A 1-2. Missed upstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Boy, both teams, Iola and Hiawatha, awaiting their turn, and both kind of interested to see how this one ends up. 2-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Olson. Marysville can't take advantage, and Corning a chance to win it in the bottom of the eighth. We're still deadlocked, a 9-9 game, and we're back right after this.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Corning, another opportunity to win it. And a final at bat. We are in the bottom of the eighth inning. Elimination game in Concordia. 9-9 the score with Marysville. Marysville got a go-ahead runner in scoring position in the top half, but unable to get him across. And for Corning here, Landon Schmitz back to work, trying to keep it off the board and trying to send this game to a ninth inning. Corning trying to get one here to win it and move on. Our coverage of American Legion Baseball brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprise, People Products Knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Also want to thank Luke Dillon Electric with over 20 years experience, commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Give Luke a call, 785-851-0785. 9-9 tie, bottom of the eighth. Schmitz against Brett Heideman. Henry Heideman after that, and Paxton Bowers after that. What a great game it's been. First pitch by Schmitz is taken all the way for a called strike. Well, Brett, a ground out, a pop out, a fly out, and a walk and a run, or excuse me, a walk with the bases loaded that produced a run. Takes one low, ball one. One ball, one strike. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Extras here in Concordia today. First extra inning game of the tournament. And a ground ball, right side, Ledoux, diving, stops, gets up to his knees, and makes the play. Incredible defensive play by Ledoux at second. And there's the first out of the inning. One up, one down on the diving stop. It took away a hit from Brett Heideman, and now Henry steps in. Henry has reached twice on an error, has grounded out, and has struck out. One out, base is empty. 9-9 here in the eighth. First pitch missing inside for ball number one. The winner moves on, and will play a final elimination game at 6 o'clock tonight, with the winner of that contest backing their way in to the state championship tomorrow afternoon. Now two balls, no strikes here on Heideman. He's got the advantage. This is Henry. Brett just had a hit taken away from him in his first at-bat by a diving stop by Ledoux, and Schmitz missing there, and it's now 3-0. We'll see what happens here, but if I'm Henry, I am guaranteed to take the next two pitches. Let's see what he does here. 3-0. He does take it high, and it's ball four. The winning run at first base with one out.
Base on balls.
And Paxton Bowers, who has been red hot all weekend long, including today. He is 3-for-4, two singles, a double. He has driven in three. He did strike out in his last at-bat, but he has had multi-hit games in all but one here in the tournament. The biggest spot for him yet. Runner takes off, puts down a bunt, but it's foul. No balls, one strike. Heideman immediately took off. That is Henry, of course, on the base path there. So let's see what they do here now with the count 0-1. Bowers wearing jersey number 31. Schmitz has pitched well in relief. Now he throws back to first, and Henry Heideman diving in safely. I'm wondering if I started calling him Double H that people at home might know who I'm talking about, but we'll keep it at Henry Heineman. Shows bunt. Pulls back. It's outside. It gets away. It's a pass ball. And now a runner in scoring position with one out. Hafley's been so good behind the plate all day, blocking pitches in the dirt. He has probably saved a couple of runs, but that time it got away from him. A base hit could win the game in walk-off fashion. One ball, one strike, one out, one on. 9-9 tie in the bottom of the eighth. That one is high, 2-1. Unbelievable game we have seen here today. The wind has been key and has costed both teams some runs on the opposite side. Another pitch high. It is 3-1. Ben Haverkamp on deck. Can the bottom of the order come through for Corning when they need it the most? Henry Heideman at second base. 3-1 count, one out. Here's the pitch. It is lifted out towards left field. Shallow, could be a tough play. And dropping it is the left fielder. Another error. Heideman slides into third. He is safe. And Bowers up to second base. And they're at second and third with one out. The wind playing a factor once again. And Ben Haverkamp, a base hit, would win the game. 9-9, deadlocked, bottom of the eighth. And a time called by Marysville. Boy, it has been tough. Schmitz has pitched so well. But his defense has costed him on a couple occasions. And I will say, and we have said it all game, this wind is no joke. These fly balls, these ones that are dropped, 90% of the people listening would not be able to be making these plays. It has been tough on everyone here today. But you'll take it how you can get it. And right now for Corning, a deadlock 9-9 tie. One out, bottom of the eighth inning. They can win it. They have two on at second and third. And Ben Haverkamp can play hero here for Corning and keep the season alive. Can they get to the game they got to last year? Haverkamp steps in from the left side. Schmitz into the stretch. Henry Heideman at third. He represents the winning run. He tried to put a bunt down, and it's a called strike. So they went for the squeeze try, and Haverkamp's going to fall behind real quick. No balls, one strike. Bowers at second base. Chance to win it. Here's an 0-1. It is high, ball one. Everybody kind of on the edge of their seats here. Hopefully you at home listening are as well. Here's the pitch. It is outside, two balls and one strike. A walk wouldn't be terrible because you bring in the double play. Right now, first base is open with one out. 9-9, bottom of the eighth, Corning trying to win it. Here's a 2-1 to Haverkamp, and it runs inside, nearly hit him. Not sure how it didn't. He dances away from it, and now he is ahead. Three balls and one strike. Well, if he walks, Miles Wimberly waiting patiently. Pitch by Schmitz is low, ball four, and hastily blocked it, kept it in front, and the bases are now loaded. Now Wimberly gets the chance to win it here. Base is loaded, one out, bottom of the eighth, deadlocked at nine. But again, that wasn't a bad play there because now you do bring in the double play and every base is an available out. Wimberly has reached three times. He has scored twice as a single as well. Pitch by Schmitz. Just missed for ball one. A walk would win the game. Multiple ways it can be done. One ball, no strikes, one out. And that pitch is high. 2-0. If I'm Wimberly, I am not even thinking about swinging at this pitch. You've got to have Schmitz throw you a strike. Henry Heidemann could score the winning run. He's at third. And it just missed. Everybody beside themselves thought it was a strike, and now it is 3-0. A strike needs to be thrown. A walk wins the game for Corning. It is high, and the game is over. An unbelievable, devastating finish. And Marysville in complete shock as Corning walks it off with a bases loaded walk. An incredible game, and Corning survives for a third straight game. 10-9 in 8 innings. We'll talk about it after this on KNZA.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
My name is Jordan Vanica. I play for the Circleville Bombers, playing second base. I like to go to the Onega Pharmacy and check out the front end items.
My name is Briar King. I play for the Circleville Bombers. My favorite thing was practice because we did agility drills. After I get in shape, I like to get a cherry limeade from the Onega Pharmacy with Coach Johnny.
My name is Mackenzie Slaughter. I played for the Circleville Bombers. My favorite thing about softball was pitching. And after I was done pitching, my favorite thing to do was go hang out with my dad at the Onega Pharmacy.
Well, all the kids are doing it, and you should too. Stop by the Onega Pharmacy for an ice cream treat or a cherry limeade in downtown Onega.
Good luck, Buffaloes, from the Onega Country Market. 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball.
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
Community Healthcare System offers a comprehensive total joint program with Dr. Daniel Samani to help keep you moving from imaging to surgery, rehabilitation therapy, care navigation, and more. Everything that they do is inspired by you and personalized for you. For convenient scheduling and specialized joint care, look no further than CHCS. Call them today at 785-889-5039. Community Healthcare System of Northeast Kansas, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
KNZA.
If you are just joining us, I kind of feel sorry for you. We had an incredible game here in Concordia today. Extra innings, a bases-loaded walk is the walk-off winner for Corning Post 216 as they survive a third consecutive elimination game in absolute thrilling fashion, 10-9 the final score against Marysville. Corning advances to the 6 o'clock game tonight and will play either Hiawatha or Iola. We are down to the final three teams and two spots up for grabs in the state championship tomorrow. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman, there is so much to dissect in this game, but unfortunately, with the time restraints, as we get set for Iola and Hiawatha coming up here in just a little bit, we don't honestly have enough time to explain everything. We'll try to explain it the best we can. A lot of runs, a lot of errors. We said it all broadcast. The wind has been an issue this weekend. It was a problem today, and both defenses struggled. A ton of errors on both teams. All my numbers are unofficial. I preach it to you every single time, especially when you have a game. I honestly have never called a game quite like this in my time. These numbers are completely unofficial. We went to extras. Marysville, a dropped fly ball in the late innings, which ultimately could have won them the game. Corning took advantage. Marysville also took advantage of mistakes at times. It was just an incredible game, and Corning survives again. All three of their elimination games have been thrilling. This one, the most thrilling of them all. Marysville just in complete shock of how that game ended. A bases-loaded walk in the bottom of the eighth to Miles Wimberly is the difference in a 10-9 win in eight innings. So we got to get you the totals, and then we step aside. I apologize again. We'll get a player of the game real quick, and we're going with Paxton Bowers. You know, I talked to Kurt in the headset in the studio, and when you have limited time, Bowers has been so good, reached base in four of his five at-bats, drove in three, had a double, couple of singles. He has been the hottest hitter for Corning all tournament long, and crucial again today, gets it done multiple times. So we're just going to give it to Paxton Bowers. We're not going to think too much about it. Everybody contributed in some sort of fashion. But again, the difference, a bases-loaded walk in the bottom of the eighth inning, the difference in the game, and Corning survives a third straight elimination game. They will play around 6. We're behind, certainly schedule-wise, so it could be after 6, but we're guaranteed two more. Why not? It has been a fun weekend. We got Iola and Hiawatha, the winner there, earning a spot in the title game tomorrow afternoon. So we are still on the brink and verge of a possibility of a Corning-Hiawatha state championship. That is very much possible. They are two of the three teams remaining. And the one team that's left outside of those two, oh, yeah, just the best team in the state, the two-time defending champs in the Indians of Iola. Thanks again. It's been fun. We got to step aside, take a quick break. 10-9, Corning wins it in eight innings. Final tallies, very unofficial for Corning. 10 runs, 8 hits, 6 errors. They left 13 men on base. Their win is number 17. They improved to 17-8. Marysville summer ends with a record of 19-16. Unofficially, once again, 9 runs, 9 hits, 7 errors, and they left 7 on base. We're guaranteed two more. Don't go anywhere. A winner's bracket and a trip to the championship game is on the line. The two hottest teams in the tournament duking it out for one of the final two championship spots. It's Hiawatha and Iola. Don't go anywhere. Give us a tight 15, and we're back after this.